In South Africa, some 19,000 victims of apartheid will be paid reparations by the government. President Thabo Mbeki announced the payments yesterday in a speech before Parliament, and he acknowledged that the money can never really make amends for damage done.
No one can attach monetary value to life and to suffering. Nor can an argument be sustained that the efforts of millions of South Africans to liberate themselves were for monetary gain.
Each victim who testified before South Africa's Truth and Reconciliation Commission will receive a one-time payment of about $3,900. That's a total of $85 million for the government to pay. Joining us now from Johannesburg to talk about the reparations is Ophebia Quist-Arkton, a correspondent for the news website allafrica.com. Tell us, please, that the Truth and Reconciliation Commission wanted more money in total, about four times more, as I understand it, in reparations. Is that right?
Indeed, it was about 30,000 rand is what the government is offering to each of these 20,000 odd victims or their families. Four times more was what the TRC had requested.
What are some of the apartheid victims saying about the monetary payments and whether it's enough?
Well, let me give you quotes. Brian Mpahlele, who listened from the gallery, apparently buried his head in his hands and said, "I feel very bad about it. It's like a handout." You have Shepherd Ndlovu, who was apparently attacked by the security police back in 1990. It says, "I feel bad. It's peanuts. What are these people thinking? I've not been working since 1990. But if you look at the predominantly white newspapers here, for example, the main Afrikaner daily, Bild, that's looking at it from perhaps the perpetrator's perspective. It says Mbeki rejects the wealth, i.e. apartheid tax, and court cases, rather than looking perhaps on its front page about what the victims are saying. So very, very mixed reactions here in South Africa.
How would this payment of about $4,000 compare with, say, an annual salary in South Africa?
It looks like a lot of money, but if, as this gentleman says, Shepherd Ndlovu, he hasn't been working for 10 years, then, you know, $3,900, $4,000 is not going to go very far. So although initially it may look good, people say, no, it really isn't enough, and it's too little, too late.
At the same time that President Mbeki announced these reparations, he also said that he or his government will not support lawsuits that are filed in the United States against corporations that allegedly supported the apartheid regime, nor will the government support special taxes on businesses to pay these reparations. How is that going over there?
Well, that goes completely against what the Truth and Reconciliation Commission said in its final report. It absolutely wanted this, in quotes, wealth tax, so that people who had been affected, who are still alive, and of course the family of those who fell victim and died, would have the sort of compensation that could help them for the rest of their lives rather than a one-off payment. But of course, those in the business community, and of course in those days in the apartheid era it was mostly white people, are rather pleased, because if they don't have to pay this wealth tax, many people say in a way they have got off scot-free.
Ophebia, the Truth and Reconciliation Commission has been operating for about 7 years now. Remind us what the goals were and how successful the commission is seen as having been.
It depends which side of the fence you sit on. For a lot of the victims and their families, simply being able to tell their story in this cathartic way, I think people say from that point it worked. Looking at the other side of it, those who were asked to come and tell their stories, the perpetrators of what they did and the damage and so on that they inflicted on the victims, a lot of people feel that that didn't work. So it's a big question here. Many people say, has it achieved reconciliation? Many people say no.
Ophebia, thanks very much for talking with us.
It's a pleasure.
Ophebia Quist-Arkton is a correspondent in Johannesburg for the website allafrica.com.